Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
An evolving thing, yes. You are appreciating the expansion of your desire. You are appreciating the contrast that gives birth to the expansion. The lies are becoming stronger and stronger. And those things that contrast has helped you to know that you want, that you have no earthly idea how they will come about, you adore those, yes? Someday we will ask that question. We will say, you are appreciating the contrast, and you will say every bit of it, and you will mean it. Because you know, from your non-physical perspective at least, that the variety that surrounds you helps you to focus your personal intentions and preferences and desires, that without that variety, you could not personally come to know what you prefer. Now, many of you have been trained into such human humility that you think it is of no value really to know what you prefer, because you feel that you live in a world that is sort of running away without you, that is controlled by those who are powerful. And often you feel a victim of circumstances. You do not realize the power that is yours. It is our desire that you come to remember that while you are in these physical bodies, you are source energy. And the source energy part of you remains non-physically focused, while a part of that perspective is focused here into this physical time and space. And we want you to remember that while you are in your human form, exploring the variety that surrounds you, and when a new preference is born within you, that it is not just a calling into the wind or a shouting down the rabbit hole. It is an expression of desire that radiates from you, the leading edge creator. And when that desire is born from you, the source within you, the source energy part of you, understands so perfectly that no one would know better than you what you, from your vantage point, are preferring. And the source energy part of you becomes the vibrational equivalent of that request. We've written a book which explains all of that in the title, although it's a bit subtle. The book is called Ask and It Is Given, and it's about exactly what we just said to you. Now we want to give you the longer version of it. This is what we wanted on the front of the book, but they said it was much too long, but it goes like this. So, I am source energy in non-physical, and I decide that a part of my consciousness will be in this particular physical body, so I extend that part of consciousness forward. And so that consciousness comes forth, splat, I am born into my little infant body, and immediately I'm surrounded by contrast. And by knowing what I don't want, I know what I do want, know what I don't want, know what I do want. There is this constant deciphering at all levels of my human being that are sending forth these rockets of desires. And when one of those preferences radiates forth from me, the source energy part of me from which I have come and from which I still mostly am rides that rocket of desire and becomes the non-physical embodiment, if you will, of it. And when I then, in my human form, find a way to be a vibrational match to that desire that has been given birth to by me as a result of the contrast that I am living, then I allow it into my physical experience. Ask and it is given. They said that one was too long, but you get the idea. In other words, we want you to understand that while you are here in this magnificent physical body, that a larger part of you remains non-physically focused. And that larger part of you, that non-physical part of you, is always riding the rocket of your preferences. You, however, don't always do that. As you explore the contrast and you know what you don't want, I don't have enough money, therefore, you know what you do want, I would like more money. The non-physical part of you rides the rocket of desire for more money, while you often, well-meaning being that you are, do not. Often, you continue to beat the drum of what is. You continue to beat the drum of the contrast that helped you to know that you want more money or an improved bodily condition or an improved relationship or whatever it is. But as you beat the drum, I don't have enough money. I've never had enough money. I don't know how I'm ever going to get enough money. Hardly any of my friends have enough money. In fact, none of my friends have enough money. Nobody that I know has enough money. That rich bugger over there has enough money. Not fair that he's got enough money. He probably deals drugs. And as you beat the drum of not enough money, the thing that many of you do not realize is you hold active in your vibration the vibration of not enough money, which feels to you like discouragement or disappointment. And as you beat the drum of not enough money, the non-physical part of you is over there beating the drum of plenty of money. And when that happens, when one part of you, the larger non-physical part of you, is beating the drum of the new improved life experience that you have carved out for yourself, while you continue to beat the drum of not enough of something, you cause, by virtue of what you are giving your attention to, a split in your energy, you could say. A vibrational contradiction, you might say. You hold yourself in vibrational discord of the newly expanded version of you. Can you sort of see how it works? You come forth, you bang around, you give birth to a rocket. Most of you goes toward that rocket, but you in your human form sometimes don't. And when you don't ride the rocket of your own desire, you know it would be easy to do. When contrast helps you know what you don't want, contrast helps you know what you do want. And if you would just start talking about what you want and why you want it, instead of beating the drum of defending why you need it, or explaining how bad it is without it, or trying to justify why you need it by pointing out how bad it is, if you would just ride your own rocket of desire, I see it, I want it, I am it, I've got it. It really would be that simple. But you've been trained by those around you. You didn't know at first that you are the vortex through which all good comes to you. You didn't remember that the source energy part of you is always calling you toward the expanded version of you. And many of you have learned how to get things from other humans who also have forgotten how to get things. Your mother wanted to give you what you wanted, but couldn't always. And as she saw you wanting more than she could provide, or your father, they began to explain things to you in what we see as a completely screwy way. They said to you, you should not be selfish and you should not ask for more than you have. And we say, then why in the world would you have come forth into this physical body if you were not reaching for expansion? They say to you, as they feel shortage of abundance or whatever it is that you're asking for, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and we're here to tell you it does. They say to you that you cannot have everything that you want, that it just doesn't work that way. And we say, yes, it does. Yes, it does. It works that way. You were supposed to get everything that you want. And in fact, we are so sure of that because we are with the non-physical part of you that is riding the rocket of your desires. And we've been to your vibrational escrow and we've seen everything that you have been asking for, all of the amended versions of the asking being held for you in vibrational escrow, just waiting for you to find vibrational alignment with them. Do you understand that to some degree? So we're going to give you some information here that will perhaps appeal to your logic. We want it to. We want you to get a sense of why you feel the way you do. Because when you understand why you feel the way you do, then you'll understand whether you are in alignment with who you really are, all that you've become, or whether you are, by virtue of something that you are giving your attention to, holding yourself back in this moment. So you are non-physical before you were physical. Do you believe that? Do you get that? And do you believe that you will be non-physical again? Do you understand that even though you were non-physical and you will be non-physical again, that that larger non-physical part of you still exists right here and now in the non-physical place? That the larger part of you will always remain non-physical? Some don't get that. They want to be dead or alive, physical or non-physical. And we say, it's not that way. You are always non-physical source energy. And sometimes that source energy is focused in the physical body, but you are always source energy. It's like the electricity that runs through the walls of your house, and you plug your toaster in to toast your bread. The electricity doesn't come and be the toaster. The electricity be the current, the source, and you be the toaster. so to speak. So when you understand that you are always non-physical energy, that non-physical part of you always exists. Now consider this. So the non-physical you exist, and do you realize it's not really a fair question in the scheme of time, but if you wanted to evaluate in a manner of time the non-physical part of you and the physical part of you, which part do you think has been around longer? Non-physical, way longer. Non-physical, physical. In other words, the non-physical part of you is enormous in terms of its attraction power. It is the source of that which you are. So this non-physical part of you is experiencing life as are you. And let's go back to the beginning of you. So this non-physical part of you projected a part of its consciousness into that which is you. And now, here in your physical form, you're exploring the variety that surrounds you, and you are all day, every day, giving birth to new desires. And when you do, that rocket of desire shoots out of you, and the source within you literally rides that rocket and holds itself in vibrational alignment with it. In other words, when you know you don't have enough money and you ask for more money, the non-physical part of you becomes that more prosperous being. When you are sick and you want to be well, that non-physical part of you becomes that even more well being. Do you get that? Now, here's the part we really want you to hear. So, law of attraction, you've been hearing about it, yes? Law of attraction, this powerful law, the law that manages all attraction, the law that manages all vibrational frequencies, law of attraction that responds to all things, law of attraction that says that which is likened to itself is drawn, law of attraction which says when you offer a vibration of something, things that are like that vibrationally surround you, come to you, magnetically they are drawn. So here is this powerful you that has been, even before you were you, what it was, and it is magnificent, and now it has become even more as a result of what you have been living, as you've been banging around, becoming. So this non-physical part of you, law of attraction, is responding to that. Can you imagine what an energy vortex that has created, a sort of drawing unto it? Can you imagine the current that is pulling toward that powerful creative you? Can you? So here you are in your physical form. Do you know what that sensation of law of attraction feels like to you? It feels like a calling toward the expanded version of you. And you know, when you let yourself go, you feel wonderful. That's what elation, appreciation, joy, that feeling of passion and eagerness, that's what that is. But when you, by virtue of something that you're giving your attention to, beat the drum of something other than that, you hold yourself, you really can't, but you hold yourself, you really can't, but you hold yourself, you really can't, but you hold yourself against this current, and that is what negative emotion is. All negative emotion, whether you call it disappointment, whether you call it discouragement, whether you call it anger, no matter what you call the negative emotion that you're feeling, what it always means every single time is you, because of what you're thinking, speaking, or doing right now, are not letting yourself keep up to speed with who you are. Now you can blame everybody in the world for it, but when you feel bad, it is for one reason only. You're beating the drum of something that's got you separated, too strong of word, separated, too strong of word, from you. You cannot really be separated, but you can pinch yourself off a bit, and when you do, you feel the consequences of that. So, you get the sense of this? You get the sense of you and you? Do you understand how expansive you are, how rapidly expansive you are? And do you now understand that when you don't let yourself go, why it feels as rotten as it does? You gotta let yourself be you. And more important, you gotta let yourself keep up with who you are. You must keep up with who life is causing you to become if you are to be the joyful being that you are. So, you might say, when you feel negative emotion, I'm looking at this one way, but the source within me is seeing it differently. For example, when you see something in yourself that you don't like and you find fault with it, the reason it feels so awful is because source within you does not do that. When you find fault with another, the reason it feels so awful is because source within you does not do that. And there's a tendency to look at that person that's causing you to feel this discomfort. If you would be different, I wouldn't feel this way. I didn't feel this way before you misbehaved, but now you've misbehaved, I feel bad, and I blame you. And we say, good luck with that one. Because even if you could whip that one enough, that one would begin to behave exactly as you need them to be so that you can feel better, there will be another and another and another, and you just can't control those misbehaving buggers. You just can't do it. You must decide that you're going to line up with who you are. You must decide that you're going to begin to see the world through the eyes of Source. If you are to be joyful, you must see the world through the eyes of Source. And by the world, we mean your government, we mean your mate, we mean your children, we mean strangers that you don't even know, we mean those rascals in traffic, we mean everything that you give your attention to. You've got to find a way to see it through the eyes of Source. Now, we want you to understand, Source does not look at every awful thing and feel good. And we're not asking you to do that either. We're saying, be selective in your sifting. If you've got a partner who is magnificent in many ways and really a bugger in other ways, give your attention to the wonderful parts and use that as your excuse to line up with who you are. But so often, you pick out that flaw and you focus upon it and you feel awful in doing so. And then because you feel awful, you feel even more angry because you feel awful and it's because of this flaw in this person that you're focused upon. So now you feel awful, you blame them, you hold yourself apart from who you are, you feel disempowered, and if you keep it up, in time you will come to loathe that person because you believe that that person is responsible for the way you feel when that person is not responsible for the way you feel. You have the ability to tune yourself to the best of everything. And in every particle of the universe, there is that which is wanted and lack of it, and it's up to you to make the decision about which part you fixate on. However, law of attraction, if you've been beating the drum of something, if you've been focused upon something not wanted and you've been beating the drum of it for a while, now, it's not the easiest thing in the world to start beating a different drum, is it? Because you've sort of developed that pattern of thought. If you think about something in a certain way for a while, it becomes active within you. And if you keep it up, it becomes dominantly active within you. Someone said to us recently, Abraham, it feels like my thoughts are thinking me. And we say, well, that's law of attraction at work. When you get going on a jag, when you get on a theme, when you start talking about it, thinking about it, writing about it, having conversations about it, joining online chat groups about it. In other words, when you make something active in your vibration, it's active in your vibration. And the longer you make something active in your vibration that is contrary to who you really are and what you really know, the worse and worse and worse you'll feel. Until eventually, you'll have more than the indicator of emotion that points out your discord. You'll start having the indicator of physical sensation in your body. You'll start having things bumping up on your body. You'll start having things bumping out of your body. You'll start having diagnoses about your body. You'll start having more and more and more indicators of the discord. But that's all they are. Every manifestation that you live, everything that you call real life, all this stuff, your home, your bank account, your relationships, your body, everything about your life experience is an indicator of your vibrational countenance. That's all it is. So if you like what's going on, don't change anything. Keep thinking the thoughts, keep speaking the words, keep hanging out with the same people, keep watching the same movies, keep doing what you're doing. If you like the manifestations that you're living, then those indicators are telling you how you're vibrating, and if you like it, change nothing. But if you've got a deadly diagnosis and you're not ready to croak, we like that disrespectful word, since there is no death. If you've got some diagnosis and you don't want it, all you have to do is acknowledge that all it is an indicator of your vibration. And if you change your vibration, the indicator has to change. Has to change. Everything that is the result of vibration. And if you don't like the result, change the vibration. That's all. How do I change a vibration? Think differently. Well, how do I think differently? That's the way I've always thought. Well, start paying attention to how the thoughts feel instead of the content of the thought. You see, you've been making the decisions about what you think based upon what others have told you is the rightness or the wrongness of the thought. So A group of disconnected people get together and they make a bunch of laws and they lay down the law, they lay down the rule, and they say to everyone, including you, this is right and this is wrong. Or they say, this is true and this is false. And we say, oh, there's only one criteria that you are wanting to use as your determination about whether you give your thoughts airtime or not. And that is, how do they feel when you think them? Because if you care about how you feel when you think them, you care about how the source within you sees them. In other words, there are many things that are absolutely true that you don't want active in your vibration because you don't want to live them. There are many things that other people say are right that you don't want to live just because they say are right. In other words, everybody is creating their own reality, and truth doesn't mean diddly squat. It just means that's somebody's indicator of how they held their thoughts. In other words, you give enough attention to something, you're going to create a reality. And the thing that is so screwy about the way most humans are looking at life is somebody over there, maybe a lot of people, are giving their attention to unwanted things, activating a vibration about it until it becomes a manifestation in their life, and then they claim it's true. They write books about it, they put monuments about it, and then they put it in your classroom textbooks, and they say to you and your children, now you must think about these things because they are true. And we would say, we would not give any of our attention to any of those things that are true unless they felt good when we thought about them. Because whatever you are giving your attention to, whether you think it's true, whether you think it's false, whether you think it's good, whether you think it's bad, one thing is always true. Your attention to it causes an activation of it in your vibration. And an activation of it in your vibration sets you up for either alignment with who you are or not. Are you seeing how important it is? When you are thinking a thought that sets you up for alignment, now you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Now you've got clarity, now you've got rhythm, now you've got passion, now you've got the energy that creates worlds flowing through you in a non-resisted way. But if you focus upon something that is true that gets you separated, now you've got separated energy. And do you know that every illness that you have ever heard of or ever will hear of, there are about 100 more being created today, every illness that you've ever heard of is as a result of someone's split energy. And in the majority of cases, it's because some well-meaning person was giving their attention to something not wanted, but that they believed was true, and they activated it so strong in their vibration that they split themselves. They did not allow themselves to be who they are. And you just can't take that very long before you start having manifestational evidence that is the true indicator of the split in your vibration. Isn't it nice to know? You would not put Novocaine in your hands and feet and legs and arms so that you could hug the hot stove. You say, oh, this is so much better now. It used to hurt when I did this. But now, I've been to therapy. I was counseled and I've come to see the errors of my ways. And I realized I was just too sensitive. And now, I have no problem at all. I can walk on sharp things. Makes a bloody mess, but doesn't hurt. And except for the odd odor, I don't mind hugging the stove at all. We know we're extreme there, but you know, you do that. You do that, you hold yourself to things that are painful, all in the spirit of not hurting someone else's feelings or doing what someone else expects of you or keeping up with whoever it is or not standing out like a sore thumb. In other words, there are a whole lot of people. In fact, do you know that the majority of the people who surround you have little regard to the way they feel about anything and think their thoughts almost completely because they have been approved by someone outside of them rather than because they feel good within? So, we're wanting you to understand that until you become aware of your own emotional guidance system, until you make a decision that you care how you feel, until you understand that you must keep up with you if you are to be who you are, and even more important, if you are to live the joyous life you've intended, you got to keep up with you. You just can't not keep up with you. So, we like to explain it to you this way, and it's such an easy way for you to hear this. You got this picture of law of attraction and its powerful drawing power. It's drawing to your vibrational escrow all things that are necessary for the manifestation of everything that you've been asking for. So when you've been asking for more money, there it is pulsing, this improved financial condition, and there is a veritable fortune there amassed for you as a result of the contrast you've lived and the rockets that you've sent there. So here is this fantastic fortune that is there, vibrationally encoded to you, and law of attraction responding to it powerfully and calling all components that are necessary for the manifestation of that to that point, that vibrational point, and calling you there too. So to you, it feels like the sensation of a powerful stream that is flowing, flowing in the direction of all things wanted by you and all things that you have vibrationally become. So we see you. You take your rubber raft down to the river's edge, and invariably, we love you very much, but you do not seem very wise about this river. You point your raft upstream and begin paddling. And we say, wouldn't you like to just turn and go with the current? And our human friends in most cases say, oh, Abraham, that just seems lazy. And we say, but the current is so strong. And you say, oh, yes, but everyone who amounts to anything has learned to paddle very hard against this current. It's the way we measure each other in terms of virtue and strength. Those are the ones we make the monuments for. Those that suffer the hardest, those are the ones that we make the biggest plaques to put on the biggest walls. And we listen kindly always because we understand that it's not easy to not do what others around you do, especially when you're little and learning from them. But we want you to know that we've seen this broader picture, and nothing that you want is upstream. Not one thing that you want is upstream. It's all downstream because law of attraction is calling it in the direction of that which is your vibrational escrow, and your vibrational escrow is being tended by the broader part of you. So when you understand that this current is very powerful, and when Jerry and Esther went whitewater rafting last summer, and it was such a wonderful experience, when they put their boat in the water, there were several of them that went together, six of them went together, and then there were several high school wrestlers that were in several of the other boats. When they put their boats in the water, not one of them considered turning the boat upstream and paddling against the current. It was obvious to all of them that this river was going to have its way with them. And we want to say the same thing to you. This river is moving that way. You might as well go. It will be easier for you and feel wonderful if you will allow yourself. The river guide said to them, friends, this is not Disneyland and we cannot turn this river off. And we want to say the same thing to you. This is not Disneyland. This is a river that is always flowing. And when you let yourself go with it, you feel wonderful. And when you don't feel wonderful. So sometimes, as our friends listen to us, they've been hearing us talking about emotions for years. As we talk about the emotions such as love and appreciation and joy here in the stream, and we talk about emotions such as fear or those feelings of disempowerment like depression or rage or revenge, they get the idea that these are the preferred emotions and that these are the not preferred emotions, and certainly that is the point that we want to make. But then often they will say, well, then I'll just put a motor on my boat and I'll just move rapidly downstream and I'll get to where I want to be. And we say, if you think that you have to put a motor on your boat, you've missed the point of our stream analogy. This powerful law of attraction is providing the current. You do not need to put a motor on your boat. You don't even have to turn and paddle. You don't even have to turn your boat. Just let go of the oars and the current will turn you. Just stop struggling against. Stop defending and justifying. Just begin to trust more in the worthiness of your being. Begin to allow the source within you to call you in the direction of the expanded version of you. And as you relax and let yourself be who you really are and stop listening to the others who have chosen to condemn you for whatever reason and then condemn yourself because you've learned it from them, as you stop beating up on yourself, do you know when you don't like yourself for some reason, it is the greatest disservice that you do to the vibrational nature of your being, because the source within you adores you so, and when you find reason not to adore you, you split your energy in a powerful way. And if you keep that up, it's hard on you. It's hard on you physically. You say, I already know it's hard on me emotionally because this rotten way I feel about myself feels terrible. But we say, even beyond that, you've got to let yourself be who you are. You must keep up with who you are. You must keep up with who you are if you are to feel joy and if you are to be the being that you came forth to be. So We've given you the whole picture, and we think that you have heard it easily. You are source energy in a physical body, adding to the creation of that which you are. And do you know that when you do finally croak, we love that, when you croak, you will close that vibrational gap. In other words, when you have what you call your death experience, there is no death, you will reemerge immediately into the pure positive energy of that which is you. You will assume the identity of that expanded being. You will feel no regret. You will have no sensation of loss. You will not lose track of who you are. You will then let yourself be the fully expanded being that you have come to be through all that you have lived. We just want you to know that you don't have to croak to do that. You can tune yourselves into vibrational alignment with who you are, thought by thought, person by person, interaction by interaction, discussion by discussion. You can tune yourself little by little by little back into the frequency of that which you really are. And the closer you get to who you are, the more wonderful you feel, the more clarity you have, the more abundance you experience, the better your life is all around. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. Nothing is out of order or off limits. If you have heard what we have said, then you must understand that this meeting has already gathered in vibrational escrow. In other words, through what you've been living, you've already been sending your rockets of desire. And so the source within you and that which is us are well prepared for that which you are wanting to know. And it is our promise to you that whether you sit in the chair and verbalize openly the things you want to talk about, or whether you just sit there and know them, we will address everything that is significant to you. We are always appreciating those who are willing to come forth and chat with us about the nitty-gritty of your experience. Because as we talk about the details, we can help you to see how day by day in real life experiences, you can deliberately, with far less effort than you've ever thought before, turn downstream. And that really is the theme of this gathering. We've been calling this gathering for a number of years, the art of allowing. The art of allowing that which I am in my physical form to come into alignment with who I really am. The art of being who I really am. The art of paying attention to the way I feel and coming into vibrational alignment with the whole of me. The art of allowing as compared to the art of resistance. The art of tuning and tapping in, turning on, as opposed to the art of holding myself in discord to all that I am. The art of allowing. And the art of allowing has never been explained more clearly than in this analogy of this downstream. When you are reaching for the thought that feels downstream, it always feels like relief. And a feeling of relief is always the indicator that lets you know from where you are that you've made the least resistant choice, the path of least resistant choice. And when you understand this powerful stream, and when you understand the inevitability of going with this stream, and when you understand the negative consequences of not going with the stream, in other words, this is not Disneyland, folks, and this stream will beat you up. If you don't let yourself be who you are, you don't have a very good time. So, what do you want to talk about? You have come with some things.